Newman Catholic High School girls basketball. Newman Catholic High School basketball continues on Full Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, fullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Midway through a girls-boys doubleheader, Cardinals and the Amherst Falcons, joined now by head coach Jeff Waldvogel of Newman Catholic. I told you when I got here, 1-0 when I'm here. So obviously the key, and I take all the blame up to this point for any of the lack thereof since then. But no, it's great to see you again. Obviously, going into the season, you had question marks. You had to try to build some build some blocks together. And in the Merriwood South, it's not easy at times, is it?
Yes. We did talk, and we knew it was going to be a rough start. There's some really good teams in our conference that are terrific and are going to make some noise late in the season. What I'm liking about what's happening with this team right now is, at the beginning of the year, I thought we had 4 or 5 that could contribute pretty good to the team, and I'm thinking that number's up to 6 and 7. The thing that's been our biggest concern has been some scoring, but I'm liking what I'm seeing from the team defensively. I've got 6 or 7 guys that are playing really hard. The thing that needs to get better on the defensive end, of course, is our rebounding. We've been doing a good job locking down players, but we're not getting rebounds. Obviously, that's been a focus of emphasis for this group in the last 2 weeks. We're hoping to get on the right track tonight. We're getting good stops, but we're also getting a rebound, and that's going to be a key to this game tonight.
Got to ask about the offense, because I know that's been one of the struggle points, and that's one of the things where, whether it's boys basketball, girls basketball, sometimes you need somebody to be able to put it in the hole. And I know that's continuing to maybe be at times an issue. How do you feel like the progress is? Because I know that you've got great ideas in terms of implementing game plans. How is it coming in terms of that part of the game?
I'm looking for that. I think it's a work in progress. You and I talked early in the year, and I'd voiced my concern to you off air that would be a concern of mine. We are getting better. We're getting good looks. We've had some shots that didn't fall. I like our possessions a lot better. What I'm seeing in practice is I'm seeing improvement. I'm seeing balls going through the basket much easier for this group. And you know this, anytime kids are playing high school sports, if you're able to score, there's a lot more energy. And tonight we're looking to get 4, 5, 6 kids involved in the scoring, and that's going to go a long way to help this team play a much better game tonight.
What about your opponent tonight, Amherst? Here, nice night here between Christmas and New Year's, girls and boys action. What have you seen with Amherst? What are you expecting tonight from the Falcons?
A team that goes to the basket extremely well. They've got 3 different kids that like to take the ball to the basket and can finish at the rim. They shoot well from distance, but at the end of the day, they're similar to us from the standpoint. As a team, they're averaging right around 49 points a game, and the 5 starters are the guys that are accumulating all those points. So we're going to need to be very good defensively, taking away the baskets, taking away the drive to the basket, and then closing out on their shooters, and that'll go a long way in helping us come out with a victory tonight.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach of the Newman Catholic Cardinals, Jeff Waldvogel, will come back, have the starting lineups, and the tip of the second half of our doubleheader, Newman at Amherst, here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued, I'm empowered, I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blaze the trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in Wisconsin high school sports.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Chad Holmes again from Amherst High School as we get set for the third part of a high school sports triple header here on this Thursday. Started this afternoon in Ashwaubenon as the Wausau West hockey team was in action at the Green Bay Notre Dame Showcase. And the Warriors fell to number one ranked Madison Edgewood by a score of 4-2. And we just saw the Newman Catholic High School girls basketball team fall to the Amherst Falcons by a score of 64-47. And now it will be the boys' turn as the Cardinals take on the Amherst Falcons. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for today's game. First of all, for the Newman Cardinals, starters will be number one, Quincy Fender. He's averaging 13.4 points per game. Also number three, Lucas Piffner. He is averaging 13.5 points per game. So Piffner, leading scorer right now for the Cards at 13.5. Fender next at 13.4. Then you got Aiden Spicala. Spicala averaging 2.3 points per game. Number 10, Evan Zupke. Zupke at 2.3 points per game. And number 23, Liam McCarty. He is averaging 4.6 points per game. So again, for the Cards, Quincy Fender, Lucas Piffner, Aiden Spicala, Evan Zupke, and Liam McCarty. For the Amherst Falcons, starters number one, Parker Soulsby. Parker Soulsby on the season averaging 4.1 points per game. Number three, Spencer Cohen, averaging 12.3 points per game. Number four, Sully Perkins at 9.6 points per game. Number five, Jaron Allfuth. He is the leading scorer at 15.4 points per game. And number 23, Jack Seeger. Seeger averaging 7.9 points per game. So again for Amherst, Parker Soulsby, Spencer Cohen, Sully Perkins, Jaron Allfuth, and Jack Seeger. We're going to take one more break and then come back with the opening tip. Newman and Amherst High School Boys Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Parents of Class of 2024 seniors, graduation is a few months away. Do you know where your photos are? Melissa Sullivan of Picks and Pieces Photo and Digital Organizing can help. Mel is a professionally trained photo manager who can convert printed photos and outdated media to digital formats, consolidate and organize your digital photo collection, and create custom photo books, gifts, and slideshows. Preserve, organize, and share your priceless family memories today. Call Mel at 715-446-0762 or visit picksandpieces.com today to learn more. Again, that's P-I-X, the letter N, pieces.com.
If you're looking for your next ride, check out Mankey GMC in Schofield. Formerly Fred Miller Automotive, Mankey GMC serves Schofield, Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point with a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Explore a range of top-notch SUVs like Acadia, Terrain, and Yukon, or choose from the rugged Sierra truck lineup, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. No matter your dream vehicle awaits at Mankey GMC, 448 Grand Avenue in Schofield, and online at MankeyAuto.com. Mankey GMC in Schofield, where your journey begins.
Winter sports are here. Align your young athletes and yourself with health by scheduling an appointment with Dr. Sarah at Shine Chiropractic in Rim Mountain. Stay in the game with our comprehensive three-point neurological exam, safe for the entire family. Don't let the daily grind keep you and your student athletes on the sidelines this year. Call Dr. Sarah at 715-298-5104. That's 715-298-5104 in Rim Mountain today.
Ready to go here on the boys' side. Newman Catholic and Amherst. Cardinals wearing the road red with the white numerals and the Columbia blue trim. Amherst wearing their home whites with the dark blue numerals and the dark blue trim as well. Jumping center for the Cards will be Liam McCarty going up against Jaron Elfuth for the Amherst Falcons. Glad you could be with us for this girls-boys basketball doubleheader tonight here on Bull Falls Radio. Boy, that whistle was loud, wasn't it? I don't know if you caught that over the airwaves, but got into my ears. And there's a tip controlled by Leo McCarty, picked up by Lucas Piffner in the backcourt, and we are underway. Over the timeline comes Piffner. He'll work his way to the right wing, into the right corner, Quincy Fender. Fender back on the wing, Piffner. He'll rotate it left-hand side, Spicala. Further left, Evan Zupke. Zupke on the wing to Fender, left wing side. Rotated to the right-hand side, McCarty, about 25 feet from the basket. Just right at the top of the key, Zupke. Zupke gets it back out top, Spicala. Patience in the half court here for the Cards. Moved down the left wing. Long three-pointer for Piffner is off the back bracket, no good. Rebound is cleared by Jack Seeger for Amherst. First time up court now for the Falcons. Crossing the timeline is Sully Perkins. Perkins working against man-to-man defense of Lucas Piffner. On the right wing side, Spencer Cohen. Cohen, 25 feet from the hole. Cohen dribbles with the left hand, moves it on the left-hand side. Looking to penetrate is Perkins, back out top to Soulsby. Soulsby in the lane, little up and under, almost stripped of the ball, but hands it off to Perkins. Now right wing, three-pointer for Elfuth is good. Mention that Elfuth is the leading scorer for the Falcons, 15.4 points per game. Gets the first points of this one, 20th three-pointer of the season for Elfuth, 3-0 Amherst. On the right wing side, with it is Piccolo. Gets it between the circles, Quincy Fender. Fender dribbles, hands it off, Piffner. Now right wing side, McCarty, right corner, Aiden Spicala. Aiden dribbles with the left hand, gets it out top to Zupke. Now left wing, three-pointer, Fender is back, bracketed, no good. Getting away with one over the back was McCarty. He went right over the top of Seeger, but no whistle. Rebound was grabbed by the Cardinals, and now a foul coming up on Amherst. I'm located right in the corner here in Amherst. About 3 feet away from that one. And we saw that in the first game. Feels like they're going to let them play, at least to start things off. Right-hand side, Lucas Piffner, and then a tip goes out of bounds off of Spencer Cohen, and the Cards will keep possession. 16:22 to go, first half, 3-0. Amherst with the lead. Tossed into the backcourt, Quincy Fender. Fender over the timeline, moves it left. Taken there by Evan Zupke. Zupke dribbles with the left hand. Man-to-man defense as well for the Amherst Falcons. Right-hand side Fender. Fender looking baseline. Floater rolls off no good from 5 feet away. And the rebound's grabbed by Jaron Elfuth. Back up court now come the Falcons. With it is Spencer Cohen. Cohen into the lane. Cohen ball fake. Cohen now needs help. Kicks it left corner. Going baseline is Perkins. Perkins gets stopped. He steps on the end line and he is out of bounds. So turnover on Amherst. Ball goes back over to the Cards. Cards looking to get on the board. Crossing the timeline is Lucas Piffner. Piffner moves it left corner. Open three for Fender. Hits it. Quincy Fender from the deep left corner. And the Cardinals on the board tie things up 3-3. 15:35 to go in the first half. Back into the forecourt comes Amherst. With it is Spencer Cohen. Cohen, top of the key. Left wing side, Jaron Elfuth. Now back on the right-hand side, Parker Soulsby. Soulsby, right wing, Sully Perkins. Now left wing side to Cohen. Cohen hands it off to Elfuth. He'll try another three and hit it. Long three from the left wing for Jaron Elfuth. Elfuth six, Cardinals three. 15:07 to go in the first half. Over the timeline, Quincy Fender moves it left, Piffner. Piffner gets it between the circles, Spicala. Spicala moves it right corner, Zupke. Zupke will try a three-pointer. High Archer is a little bit strong, no good. Rebound is battled for and grabbed by Jack Seeger for Amherst. Now the Falcons quickly up court. Elfuth dropped it down low. Ball is tipped, but grabbed on the right wing side by Soulsby. And now resetting will be the Falcons. Right corner, Sully Perkins, and now a reach and a foul coming up. Looks as though reaching and getting a piece of the arm was Lucas Piffner for the Cards. Number one on Piffner, number one on the team. Amherst will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Taken near the free throw line, Seeger. Seeger rotates it left wing side to Cohen. Now a whistle away from the basketball. It looks like another foul coming up, and that will be number two on Piffner very quickly. Well, that's not what the Cardinals want. One of their top scorers in foul difficulties. Jumping quickly off the bench will be Griffin Pent for Newman. And with those two fouls, Piffner will take a seat. Inbounded, taken at the right elbow by Seeger. Now moved left wing side to Spencer Cohen. Near the top of the key, Perkins. Perkins between the circles. Working against Pent. And now moves it on the right wing side. With it is Spencer Cohen. Cohen looking to penetrate. Cohen in the lane. Lays it up and in. 14-13 to go first half. 8-3. Amherst with the lead. Cardinals back into the front court. Spicala, left wing side. Spicala gets it out top. McCarty, right wing side defender. Quincy Fender dribbles with the left hand. Pulls up from 12. Rolls off, no good. All over the iron, but would not drop in. Rebounds grabbed by Seeger. Now back up court again comes Amherst. Right wing side, Sully Perkins. Perkins gives it to Parker Soulsby. Soulsby now looking to penetrate. Has it tipped, gets it back. Right wing side, Perkins. Top of the key, Cohen. Cohen about 22 feet from the basket. Cohen turns the corner. Cohen at the left block, stops. Kicks it back out. Left wing three for Soulsby is good. Well, three triples already for the Amherst Falcons. And it's an 8-point lead, 11-3, 13:24 to go. First half of play. Quincy Fender near the center circle. Fender hands it off to Griffin Pent. Pent holds it. Now I'll get it out top, Spicala. Spicala, further left, Fender. Fender, little good move. Juke misses the running banker. Made a nice juke to get away from the defender and then misses it off the window. Back up court comes Amherst. And then poked from behind by Fender, but they're going to call a foul. Quincy Fender called for his first. Team foul number three on the Cards. Colton Vanderlaan comes in for Amherst, replacing Jack Seeger. Falcons will inbound it on the baseline under their offensive basket. Perkins taken out top by Vanderlaan. Vanderlaan, 20 feet from the basket, now into the lane, goes to the basket, left-handed layup is good. Colton Vanderlaan, and that's one thing that, talking to Coach Walt Vogel before the game, he did not want to see that penetration move. They wanted to make sure that, you know, they come out and hit some threes early, but you want to make them make those shots. Drop down low, Spicala thrown behind him from Fender, picked off. Sully Perkins back up court, stripped away by Fender. Fender gets it ahead, Spicala. Spicala on the right wing, back to Fender. Fender, right wing, swings it left over to Zupke. Zupke, right wing, Spicala back out top, taken by Quincy Fender. Now with it is Pent. Pent back between the circles, Spicala, right wing side, Fender. Fender, 25 feet from the basket, gets it to Spicala, goes to the right block, banks it up too hard, put back on the weak side, laid up and in by Liam McCarty. McCarty with the offensive board and the putback, 13-5, just over 12 minutes to go, first half. Right-hand side, Vanderlaan. Vanderlaan gets it out top, taken by Elfuth. Elfuth into the lane, a little fade away from 10 is good. Jaron Elfuth, and not liking that one was Coach Waldvogel. He'll call time. 11:53 to go in the first half. 15-5 Amherst. Back in a moment here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Take your career to the next level with Graphic Packaging International. Work with a team to make hot pocket sleeves and the food trays you find at our local fair. Join the GPI team and experience the benefits of one of the highest paying manufacturers in the area, starting at almost $22.55 per hour. Enjoy job security, a clean facility, and an excellent benefits package, including a week of vacation after 4 months and 2 weeks after a year. Apply today at graphicpkg.com and elevate your career with Graphic Packaging.
11:53 to go in the first half. 15-5 Amherst with the lead. Unfortunately, this is what we saw at the start of the halves in the girls' games. Both the first half and the second half, Amherst jumped out to a quick double-digit advantages. Right wing side, with it is Pent. Pent gives it off to Quincy Fender. Fender will work his way near the center circle. The Zupke further left to Pent. Griffin Pent between the circles. McCarty passes right wing side, Quincy Fender. Fender gets doubled, coming from behind, tipping it away and stealing it is Sully Perkins. Long pass ahead. Now pass under the basket. Under is Vanderlaan, misses the reverse layup, and the rebound is grabbed by the Cardinals and Evan Zupke. And now a whistle, and it looks like a foul coming up on Newman as coming up court with a push-off is Quincy Fender. And now Cardinals have both their leading scorers in foul difficulty. Fender with two and also Piffner with two. And now Fender will take a seat and Piffner with his two fouls will come back into the game. So now Amherst will inbound on the near sideline. Taken in the center circle by Parker Soulsby. Hands it off to Spencer Cohen. Cohen dribbles. Zupke on the defense. Left wing side Perkins. Perkins goes baseline. His pass knocked away. Ball is battled for and dug out by the Cardinals. Piffner ahead to McCarty. Then McCarty has knocked away out of bounds off of Amherst. Ball will stay with the Cardinals. Now inbound on the end line just to my right. Piffner will inbound it here for the Cards. Left wing side, Pent. Pent, 20 feet from the hole. Now back on the left-hand side to Piffner. Piffner, left corner, turns the corner. Gets bumped and a foul coming up. Spencer Cohen bumping up against Lucas Piffner. Number two on the Falcons. Cards will inbound. Inbounded left-hand side to McCarty. McCarty on the wing to Pent. Out top, Spicala. Spicala to Zupke. Zupke gets it back out top to Pent, just left of the top of the key. Now Piffner. Piffner looking to penetrate. Piffner into the lane. Piffner gets bumped, and another foul coming up on Amherst. Oh, no, they're going to call a palming the basketball on Lucas Piffner. So a turnover on the Cards, 10:38 to go in the first half. 15-5, Amherst with the lead. Out top with it is Jaron Alfuth, moves it left-hand side to Perkins. Back to Alfuth, a long three-pointer, hits it again. Alfuth with his third triple, he's in double figures with 11 points already. 18-5, Amherst with the lead. Right wing side, Zupke. Zupke lobs it down low, McCarty, but could not handle it. Goes off his fingertips and out of bounds. Cards cannot afford the turnovers and also can't afford to see Amherst hitting those 23-footers and another timeout on the court. 10:14 to go, first half, 18-5, Amherst with the lead. Back in a moment here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXC.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 225548 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on RedRobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza. Yum.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Holmes again from Amherst High School. 10:14 to go in the first half of the boys' game tonight. Second half of a girls-boys doubleheader. Amherst 18, Newman Catholic 5. Falcons have the ball. Spencer Cohen will bring it up court now for Amherst, crossing the timeline. Met by Zupke, moves it left-hand side to Perkins. Perkins back over to Spencer Cohen. Between the circles, Soulsby. Soulsby has it poked away, and it'll be dug out by Penton. A foul coming up on Amherst. Parker Soulsby called for his second, team foul number 3. Jumping off the Amherst bench will be Mike Ladowski, I'm sure, taking the place of Soulsby. Yep, that is the case. So 9:58 to go in the first half. Cards need a basket, down by 13, 18 to 5. Lucas Piffner will bring it over the timeline for Newman. Moves it left wing side. Taken there by Quincy Fender, who's back in the game. Rotated over to McCarty on the right wing, and now a whistle away from the ball, and another offensive foul. Oh, boy, that's number 3 on Lucas Piffner again, away from the basketball. We've seen a couple of those here, and Piffner with 9:46 to go in the first half, already 3 personal fouls. Right now he's staying on the court. Again, you're darned if you do and you're darned if you don't in these situations. The Cards need him out there. Cards will now go into his own. Left-hand side, Gladowski moves it right over to Perkins. Perkins into the right corner. Pass inside, tipped and stolen. Picked up by Quincy Fender. Fender working his way into the lane. Fender now throws it on the left wing side. Posting up, turning is McCarty, firing and hitting from 7 feet away. That was a nice post-up move. Quick turn and fire by Liam McCarty. And it's 18-7, 4 points early for McCarty. Into the lane comes Cohen. Cohen had it knocked away, goes out of bounds, off the leg of Cohen. So Jack Seeger back in the game now for Amherst. 9:09 to go, first half, nearing the midway point, 18-7. Amherst, Cards a chance to get this back to single digits. Lucas Piffner over the timeline, moves it on the left wing side to Quincy Fender. Fender dribbles about 24 feet from the basket. Now on the left wing side to Piffner. Piffner dribbles. Piffner works his way in against Cohen. Kicks it top of the key to Fender. Fender back to Piffner. Piffner gets it out top. Spicala. Spicala 23 feet from the basket. Now with it is McCarty. McCarty into the corner. With it is Quincy Fender. Fender back out top to Pent. Pent left wing side. Aiden Spicala. Top of the key. Three-pointer Fender. Back bracket no good. Rebound tipped. Not able to control it, however, was Liam McCarty, and it goes out of bounds. Evan Zupke comes in for the Cards, and with those 3 fouls, Lucas Piffner will take a seat on the bench. 8:32 to go, first half, 18-7. Amherst with the lead. Left-hand side, Alfuth. Alfuth gets it out top to Cohen. Cohen getting pressured. Now he's doubled. Now needs some help. Right wing side to Perkins. Perkins down low to Seeger. Seeger on the right block. Gets doubled. Coming over and getting a hand on that basketball is Aiden Spicala. Knocks it out of bounds. Falcons will inbound it on the baseline under their offensive basket. Lobbed in. Nobody picking up Sully Perkins, who lays it up and in. That was too easy. 20-7, 8:07 to go in the half. Over the timeline comes Quincy Fender. Gives it off to Griffin Pent. Pent, 27 feet from the basket. Pent moves it left. Take it out top by McCarty. Now right-hand side, Spicala. Spicala kicks it top of the key to Quincy Fender. Fender into the lane, goes to the hole. Line of contact, no whistle. Fender gets it back, lays it up, no good, and this time he'll be fouled and get a chance at the stripe. Quincy Fender kept at it and now gets an opportunity at the charity stripe. Foul was called on Sully Perkins, his first. Team foul number 4. Fender with 3 points, making 4 as the first free throw is good. Jed Bloom coming in now for the Cards. Lucas Erdman also making his first appearance for the Cardinals. Quincy Fender on the season from the free throw line. This has only not been there much. Only 3 of 6 prior to this trip. And this time he makes both, so he's 5 for 8. And a timeout called by Jeff Waldvogel. 7:45 to go in the first half. 20 to 9. Yep, and now they change it 20-9. Amherst with the lead. Back in 30 here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued, I'm empowered, I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blaze the trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in Wisconsin high school sports.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
And back here at Amherst High School, 7:40 to go in the first half, 20-9. Newman Catholic with the lead. Right corner jumper is no good. Actually, I say Newman Catholic, Amherst with the lead. Jaron Alfuth with the jumper. Hit the top of the backboard, out of play. So now the Cards back into the forecourt. Right wing side with it is Griffin Pent. Looked inside. It was intended for McCarty. Knocked away and stolen by Seeger. So back up court. Oh, nobody picking up on the baseline on the far side. Sully Perkins, and Perkins goes to the hole, lays it up and in. 22-9, 13-point edge now for the Falcons. 7:07 to go in the first half. Pent lost control of it. Picked up by Gladowski. Goes to the basket. He lost his balance and is called for traveling. Is losing his balance as he got into the lane was Gladowski. Oh, no, actually, they're going to call a push off. He fell down after pushing off against Pent. So an offensive foul called at the other end. Again, sometimes at the other end can be a little difficult. My broadcast table beyond the end line where the Cardinals are coming into the forecourt here in the first half. Quincy Fender over the timeline. Moves it on the right wing side to Griffin Pent. Gets it out top. Jed Bloom back on the right wing side to McCarty. Gives it now to Lucas Erdman. Right wing, Quincy Fender, 25 feet from the basket. Dribbles with the left hand, gets it out top to Jed Bloom. Bloom moves it on the left wing side. Now deep left corner, Erdman. Erdman back on the wing, Pent. Pent 23 feet from the hole. Between the circles, Fender. Fender now to the top of the key. Gives it to McCarty. McCarty back out top to Pent. Now Fender, and now Fender is called for steps. Traveling call on the Cards. Ball back over to Amherst. 6:24 to go in the first half. 22-9. The lead for the Amherst Falcons. Spencer Cohen on the right wing. Cohen looks inside, finding McCormick, and McCormick hits it from 7 feet away. Taylen McCormick with the basket, his first points, 24-9. Quincy Fender, right corner. Fender works his way to the wing. Out top, McCarty. McCarty, left-hand side. Jed Bloom hits the cutter. Pent to the basket. Misses the layup, but he'll be fouled from behind. So Griffin Pent will get an opportunity at the stripe here for the Cardinals. First personal foul called on Taylen McCormick. First free throw rolls off, no good. One more to come. With the three fouls, Lucas Piffner back in the game now for Newman. Second free throw for Griffin Pent is good. 24-10, 5:55 to go. Left corner, three-pointer for Perkins is good. Boy, the outside shot has been working so far for Amherst. Sully Perkins, that is the fifth triple of the game for Amherst. Now 27-10 Falcons. Out top with it is Piffner. Piffner looking to penetrate. Moves it left-hand side to Jed Bloom. Bloom hands it now to Fender. Fender gets doubled. Now Fender dribbles out of trouble. Penetrates, goes to the hole. Fade away is rolls off. Did a 360 around the iron from 4 feet away. No good. Rebounds grabbed by Jack Seeger. Back up court quickly come the Falcons. Behind the back dribble by Cohen. Cohen gets in the corner to Alfuth. He'll try a three-pointer. Came up short, no good. Weak side rebound to Griffin Pent. Pent over the timeline. Pent looking down low. Ball tipped, but grabbed by Bloom. Left corner, three-pointer for Fender. Rolls off, no good. And Seeger will pull down that rebound. Pass ahead, Alfuth. Alfuth down the lane, misses the running banker. Rebound grabbed by Griffin Pent. Here comes Pent back up court quickly for the Cards. Pent dribbles it off his leg out of bounds. Turnover for the Cards. 4:53 to go, first half, 27-10. Amherst with the edge. Spencer Cohen will walk it slowly to the timeline now for Amherst. Moves it left to Perkins. Perkins, left corner. Going baseline, McCormick. McCormick to the hole, misses the running layup. Rebound, however, is dug out by Amherst. Now with it is Cohen, left wing side Perkins. Perkins penetrates, banks it up too hard. Rebound is tipped, grabbed again. Moved right wing, McCormick will try a three-pointer, no good. This time the rebound to Quincy Fender. Fender, up court now for the Cards. He will lose control of it, goes out of bounds. Off of Quincy, and a turnover again for the Cards. 4:22 to go, first half, 27-10. Amherst with the lead. Spencer Cohen will walk it up court now for Amherst. Crossing the timeline, moves his way left-hand side. Now gets doubled, ball tipped, ball is loose, picked off by the Cards and Fender. Fender ahead of the pack, he'll lay it up and in. Quincy Fender now with 7 points for the Cards, 27-12. Sully Perkins back up court quickly, right wing side to McCormick. McCormick, right corner, three-pointer, hits it. Taylen McCormick, sixth three-pointer of the half for Amherst. 30-12, 3:45 to go in the first half. Out top with it is Quincy Fender. Now with it is Lucas Pifner. Pifner to the right block. Pifner needs some help. Pifner gives it off to Pent. Griffin Pent, 22 feet from the basket. Now Fender. Fender goes up for a three-pointer. Back bracket, no good. Rebound grabbed by Jed Bloom. Bloom gets doubled, forces up the putback, no good off the window. And the rebound's grabbed by Spencer Cohen for Amherst. Right-hand side, McCormick. McCormick into the right corner, Vanderlaan. Vanderlaan nearly walked, but no whistle. Rotated left corner. With it is Perkins. Perkins, 20 feet from the hole. Perkins pass is kicked aside by the Cards, and it will stay with Amherst. Alfuth back in, as is Mike Ladowski for Amherst. Liam McCarty back in for the Cards. Also Evan Zupke. Amherst will inbound. Taken out top by Gladowski. Gladowski rotated right wing side Vanderlaan. Vanderlaan dribbles. Vanderlaan near the right elbow. Now backs it up. Now kills the dribble. Gets doubled. Hands it back off to Alfuth. Alfuth to Cohen. Cohen, 25 feet from the basket, right wing side. Now baseline, thrown down low. Alfuth could not connect with Vanderlaan, and the ball goes out of bounds. Turnover this time on Amherst. 2:46 to go, and what's been a tough first half for the Cards. Number one, the foul trouble. Number two, the turnovers. And number three, just the outstanding outside shooting for the Falcons. Turn and fire from 10, no good for Liam McCarty. Rebounds grabbed by Gladowski. Gladowski back up court, lost it, gets it back. Gets it out top. Now into the lane, Cohen. Cohen is met by McCarty, but a foul will be called. McCarty got the ball, but also got part of the arm. So Liam McCarty called for the personal. His first team foul, number six, but in the act of shooting. So two free throws for Spencer Cohen. First free throw is good. One more to come. Second free throw, good as well. 32-12, biggest lead of the half for the Falcons, 20 points with 2:22 to go. Into the front court come the Cards. Pass inside Fender. Fender will lay it up and in. Nice feed from Lucas Pifner to the cutting Quincy Fender. 32-14. Back up court quickly comes Amherst. Right wing side Cohen. Cohen, 30 feet from the hole. Out top, taken by Gladowski. Gladowski, right wing, back to Cohen. Cohen penetrates, moves it left corner. Faking the three is Alfuth. He'll go baseline to the basket. He'll be blocked. As coming in, getting a hand out with Aylin Spicala, knocks it out of bounds. Ball will stay with Amherst on the baseline under their offensive basket. lobbed in. Again, too easy, but missing the bunny was Vanderlaan, but an offensive rebound again for Amherst, and then stripped of it. Pass ahead with it is Fender. Fender down the lane. Fender to the basket. Misses, but a foul will be called. Free throws coming up now for the Cardinals. Foul was called on Spencer Cohen, his second, team foul number 7, and Quincy Fender will get a chance at the charity stripe. First free throw, nothing but net good. Puts Fender in double digits with 10 points. Second free throw, short, no good. Rebound is fought for, and climbing over the top is McCarty. That will be a foul on McCarty, and that will be team foul number 7 on the card. So the teams will head to the other end for a 1-1. While we have a moment, we'll take a moment for station identification.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Just past 8 o'clock here on this Thursday evening, Taylen McCormick going to the free throw line. Misses the front end of the 1-1. Rebound is cleared by Fender. Back up court come the Cardinals, 32-15. Into the lane, pulled up from 12 is good from Quincy Fender. Fender pushed and then pulled up from 12 feet away. 12 points for Fender, 32-17. Right wing side, McCormick. Back out top to Perkins. Posting up inside is Gladowski. Kicks it left wing. Alfuth, three-pointer is no good, but another offensive board. This time Gladowski hits the cutting Alfuth, who lays it up and in. Cardinals have been hurt on the offensive boards big time so far in the first half. 34-17. Inside, McCarty. McCarty, little banker, no good from 6 feet away. Rebound is grabbed by McCormick for Amherst. He'll bring it back into the forecourt. Left wing side, Gladowski. Gladowski hands it off to Alfuth. He'll move it into the right corner to Sully Perkins. And now a whistle and a double dribble coming up on the Falcons. 50.5 seconds to go in the first half. 34-17. Amherst with the lead. But the Cardinals have the basketball. Quincy Fender over the timeline. Fender to the top of the key. Moves it left. McCarty further on the right wing side now to Lucas Pifner. Pifner gets double. Gets it back into the center circle. Taken by Spicala. Right corner. Fender up for a three. Hits it. Quincy Fender having himself quite a first half. 15 points and back to a 14-point game. 34-20. 23 seconds in the half. Left wing side, Jaron Alfuth. Alfuth gives it off to Mike Gladowski. Gladowski, 23 feet from the basket. Rotated to the right wing side to Perkins. Perkins back over to Gladowski. Gladowski looking to penetrate. Bobbled it, gets it back. Now right wing, Alfuth tries a three. Back bracket, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Fender. Fender down to two. Up for a three-pointer. Off the mark, no good. And the first half comes to an end. But it was a 20-point deficit. Cardinals back to within 14. 34-20. We'll come back, look at the scoring of this first half coming up next. This is Newman Catholic High School Boys Basketball. And again, thanks to the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club for their continued support of our broadcast of Cardinal Athletics. We want to see you come out and cheer on these Newman Catholic student athletes. To check out the schedule, go to MarylwoodConference.org and click on Newman Catholic. 34-20, Amherst with the lead. Excuse me, with the lead. Back in a moment here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
What's your idea of fall fun?
Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Chad Holmes back again from Amherst High School. It is halftime of the boys basketball matchup between the Newman Catholic Cardinals and the Amherst Falcons. It is 34-20, Amherst with the lead. Looking at the numbers of the first half, first of all for Newman Catholic, 15 points for Quincy Fender. He had 3 2-pointers, a pair of 3-pointers, and 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. A pair of baskets for 4 points for Liam McCarty, and 1 for 2 at the free throw line for Griffin Pent for 1 point. 5 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, and 4 out of 6 at the free throw line for the Cards in the first half of play. For the Amherst Falcons, 13 points for Jaron Alfuth. He had a pair of 2-pointers and 3 3-pointers in the first half. 7 points for Sully Perkins. He had a pair of 2-pointers and a 3-pointer. 5 points for Taylen McCormick, a 2-pointer, a 3-pointer, and 0-for-1 at the free throw line. 4 points for Spencer Cohen. He had 1 basket, and he was 2-for-2 at the stripe. A 3-point field goal for 3 points for Parker Soulsby, and 1 basket for 2 points for Colton Vanderlot. 7 2-pointers, 6 3-pointers, and 2 out of 3 at the stripe for the Falcons in the first half of play. 34-20, Amherst leading Newman Catholic. In case you joined us late, in the first game, the girls, it was Amherst 64, Newman 47, 21 points for Lily Shields in that game, 17 for Ashley Jankowski. We'll take a break, come back with the start of the second half straight ahead. Newman Catholic High School boys basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com
mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media
Parents
app.
Of Class of 2024 seniors, graduation is a few months away. Do you know where your photos are? Melissa Sullivan of Picks and Pieces Photo and Digital Organizing can help. Mel is a professionally trained photo manager who can convert printed photos and outdated media to digital formats, consolidate and organize your digital photo collection, and create custom photo books, gifts, and slideshows. Preserve, organize, and share your priceless family memories today. Call Mel at 715-446-0762 or visit picksandpieces.com today to learn more. Again, that's P-I-X, the letter N, pieces.com.
If you're looking for your next ride, check out Mankey GMC in Schofield, formerly Fred Miller Automotive. Mankey GMC serves Schofield, Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point with a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Explore a range of top-notch SUVs like Acadia, Terrain, and Yukon, or choose from the rugged Sierra truck lineup, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. No matter your dream vehicle awaits at Mankey GMC, 448 Grand Avenue in Schofield, and online at MankeyAuto.com. Mankey GMC in Schofield, where your journey begins. Winter sports are here. Align your young athletes and yourself with health by scheduling an appointment with Dr. Sarah at Shine Chiropractic in Rim Mountain. Stay in the game with our comprehensive 3-point neurological exam, safe for the entire family. Don't let the daily grind keep you and your student athletes on the sidelines this year. Call Dr. Sarah at 715-298-5104. That's 715-298-5104 in Rim Mountain today.
Pre-Christmas hoops action around Wisconsin, plus head coaching changes on the gridiron. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The basketball holiday tournament and classic schedule is jam-packed later this week, but there were some noteworthy games around the state last week heading into the winter break. Appleton North is the last remaining unbeaten team in FBA boys basketball play, as the Lightning survived against Kimberly on Friday to stay atop the standings. Kimberly's Bryson Veith hit a half-quarter at the buzzer to force overtime, but Appleton North rebounded to score a 74-67 victory in the extra period. Junior Latravian Fenderson of the Prairie School holds a scholarship offer from Wisconsin, scored 39 points with 9 rebounds in a win over Union Grove last week. DePere ran its winning streak to 38 games by beating Green Bay Southwest 76-21. The defending D1 champion Redbirds are dominating this year with an average margin of victory of 39.8 points per game. In girls' hoops from Friday, Homestead knocked off D1 top-ranked and previously unbeaten Arrowhead 59-57. The off-season football coaching changes continue in high school football. Last week, Manitowoc Lincoln announced that former Green Bay Packers offensive lineman Evan Smith had been hired as the team's new coach. Elsewhere, Mike Kozlowski has been hired as the new head man at West Bend East, while former Bigfoot star Gus Wiedig has taken over as the football coach at old rival Broadhead Judah. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Start of the second half here from Amherst High School. 34-20, Amherst with the lead over Newman Catholic. 15 points for Quincy Fender to lead the way for the Cards. 13 points for Jaron Elfuth to pace Amherst. Amherst will have the ball first to begin play in the second half. Inbounded to Sully Perkins. We're underway. Perkins near the center circle. Perkins. His pass tipped, getting a hand on it was Evan Zupke. Now with his Fender. Fender down the lane, drops it off, picked up by McCarty, who lays it up and in. He started with a Zupke deflection and then an assist. assist for Fender for Liam McCarty. And it's 34-22. What was a 20-point deficit now down to 12 for the Cards. Right-hand side, Alfuth. Alfuth looking inside. On the block, Seeger. Seeger kicks it left corner. Perkins. Perkins back out top. Cohen. Cohen, bounce pass, Perkins, left wing, he'll try a three, no good, but the rebound grabbed by Alfuth, misses the putback, and now a whistle and a foul coming up on the Cards. One area Newman has to improve on here in the second half is get the rebounds. Have to clear those boards. Number one on Aiden Spicala, Amherst will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Right corner, faking the three is Alfuth, now rotated left wing side to Cohen. Cohen, 18 feet from the basket, looking baseline, drops it down low, tipped away but grabbed by Seeger. Seeger forces away in, ball stripped, grabbing into Soulsby, kicks it back out. Right corner, Alfuth, he'll try a three-pointer, hits it. He had cooled down from beyond the arc, but hits his fourth triple. He has 16 points, 37-22, 16:48 to go. On the right-hand side, Quincy Fender. Back out top to Pifner. Pifner penetrates. Moves it right corner. Jumper by Zupke. No good. Rebound on the weak side. Grab by McCarty. Now with his Spicala. Spicala to the basket. Banks it up. No good. And the rebound's grabbed by Parker Soulsby for Amherst. Pass ahead now for the Falcons. They push into the forecourt. Into the right corner. Sully Perkins. Perkins out top. Alfuth. Excuse me, that's Soulsby. Soulsby back on the right wing side to Perkins. Looking inside, Cohen. Cohen, a great look under the basket for a layup for Jack Seeger. Extra pass that time for the Falcons led to a layup for Jack Seeger. 39-22 after the Cardinals had cut it to 12. Back-to-back baskets, back to 17. Left corner, Lucas Pifner. Rotated out top, now to the right wing side to Zupke. Quincy Fender between the circles. Zupke now into the right corner. With it is McCarty. He'll try a three, no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Amherst. Long pass ahead and able to chase it down as he was falling out of bounds with Jared Alfuth and threw it off the leg of the Cardinal out of bounds. Jed Bloom comes in replacing McCarty. I don't think the coach liked that three-point field goal. That's not in the range of Liam McCarty. Left corner, Soulsby will try a three and hit it. Nobody got to Soulsby on that inbounds play. It was a wide open, almost a practice look. He'll drill it, and now quickly back an 8-0 run for Amherst, and it's 42-22. With it out top for the Cards is Quincy Fender. Fender, near the top of the key. Right wing side, Jed Bloom. Back over to Fender. Fender moves it left wing side to Pifner. Now Fender, fade away from 10, rolls down. Quincy Fender's first points of the second half. He has 17 in the game. Quickly up court. Alfuth looking baseline. Lost the ball. Goes out of bounds. Turned over to Newman. 15:07 to go. 42-24. Quincy Fender will bring it over the timeline for the Cards. Left-hand side. Lucas Pifner. Pifner bobbled it. Gets it back. Pifner looking to penetrate. Moves it left corner. Fender. Fender looks back down low. Pifner. Pifner. Five-footer is good for the left corner. Little five-footer. Lucas Pifner's first points of the game. 42-26. Back to a 16-point game. 14:38 to go. Out top, Sully Perkins moves it on the wing to Spencer Cohen. Cohen, bounce pass in the lane. With it is Soulsby. Soulsby drops it down low. Bobbled by Seeger. Regains control. Kicked back out. Now a penetration move by Cohen. Moves it right wing side to Soulsby. Back out top. Now pass inside. Tipped away and stolen. Into the hands of Zupke. Zupke to Pifner. Pifner. Right corner Fender. 12-footer. No good. Good look for the Cards. Could not drop it in. Back up court. Now comes Amherst. Still 42-26. 14:05 to go. Right wing side. Soulsby. Soulsby inside to Seeger. Seeger lays it up and in. Position was too good for Seeger. Near the right block. Kissed it off the window. His second basket, he has 4 points, 44-26. 13:50 to go. Cards back into the forecourt. In the lane, Fender. Fender kicks it back out. Jed Bloom hands it back to Fender. Right wing three-pointer. Came up short, no good. Rebound is snagged by Jaron Alfuth. Now Futh hands it off to Cohen. Cohen now into the forecourt to Soulsby. Between the circles, Cohen. Now on the right wing side, Soulsby. Back on the wing, Cohen. Cohen between the circles, now looks to penetrate. Kicks it right wing side, Soulsby. Back out top to Alfuth. Now Soulsby on the right wing. Rotated to the left-hand side to Sully Perkins. Perkins, bounce pass near the center circle. Now right wing side to Cohen. Cohen is showing patience now in the half court as Amherst. Right corner, Alfuth. Now back on the wing. With it, Cohen, back to Alfuth. Alfuth dribbles. Now into the right corner, Spencer Cohen. Cohen, skip pass, left corner. Taken there by Perkins. Perkins gets it back on the right wing to Alfuth. He'll try a three and hit it. Well, if you're Amherst, you could not have designed it any better. Took some time off and then end up with a three-pointer from the right wing for Jaron Alfuth. 47-26, biggest lead of the evening for the Falcons, 21 points. Jed Bloom on the right-hand side gets it out top of the fender. He'll try a three. He got knocked down, but no whistle. Misses the shot and the rebound to Jack Seeger. Pass ahead, under the basket, laid up and no good. Missing was Perkins. Ball tip, but another offensive rebound for Amherst. Right-hand side, Perkins. Perkins gets it back out top to Cohen. Cohen on the right wing to Perkins. Perkins inside, ball is tipped. Saved nicely by Fender into the hands of Spicala. Right in front of me. Nice play made by Pifter, and I appreciate he didn't knock down my computer. He actually hit the side of my table. And the left wing, Pifter tries a three and hits it. It started with the hustle play from Lucas Pifner, and it finishes with a three-point field goal. 47-29, 11:48 to go. Out top, Parker Soulsby, left wing side to Alfuth. Alfuth has it tipped away and stolen, and then thrown away by Zupke. Now into the lane, going to the basket, laid up and in by Spencer Cohen. The Cards had forced the turnover, but then coughed it right back up, and it led to a layup. 49-29, Amherst, 11:32 to go. Back in a minute here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Take your career to the next level with Graphic Packaging International. Work with a team to make hot pocket sleeves and the food trays you find at our local fair. Join the GPI team and experience the benefits of one of the highest paying manufacturers in the area, starting at almost $22.55 per hour. Enjoy job security, a clean facility, and an excellent benefits package, including a week of vacation after 4 months and 2 weeks after a year. Apply today at graphicpkg.com and elevate your career with Graphic Packaging.
To go in the second half. Amherst 49, Newman Catholic 29. High school boys basketball tonight here on Bull Falls Radio. Cards elite inbound. Pifter will bring it up court now. Thank you. mound is cleared by Vanderlaan for Amherst. Back up court come the Falcons. Slowing it down out top is Spencer Cohen. Now into the lane. Ball stripped. Ball is loose, but grabbing it again is Alfuth. Back to Cohen. Alfuth, top of the key. Three-pointer rolls off no good. Rebound. Grabbed by Griffin Pent. He'll be fouled. Ladowski called for the foul, his second. Team foul number one. Boy, very few fouls in the second half. We have 9:50 to go. One foul on the Cards, one foul on the Falcons. 49-29. Left-hand side, Quincy Fender. Fender goes baseline to the hole. Contact, no whistle, gets his own rebound, lays it up and in. Fender with 19, 49-31. Now into the lane, going to the basket is Alfuth, and he will be fouled. Number three on McCarty was not in the act of shooting. So Amherst will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Inbounding it will be Spencer Cohen here for the Falcons. Looking, still looking, still looking, still looking, and there's a whistle and a timeout called by Amherst. 9:31 to go, 49-31. Amherst with the lead, back in 30 here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
9:31 to go, 49-31, Amherst with the lead. Falcons will inbound, right-hand side, Gladowski swings it left, open three for McCormick is no good. Rebound grabbed, however, by Cohen, put back is good. Boy, just too many offensive boards tonight for Amherst. They've had too many of those second chance and even third chance opportunities, hurting Newman Catholic badly. 51-31, Amherst nearing the midway point of the second half. Right-hand side for the Cards. Quincy Fender. Oh, good pass. And going in and slamming it down is McCarty. So McCarty with the dunk. He has 8 points, 51-33. And then going baseline quickly is McCormick for Amherst, and he'll be fouled. Fourth personal foul on Leo McCarty. Team foul number three on the Cards in the second half. Checking in is Jed Bloom now for the Cardinals. And with those four fouls, McCarty will take a break. Looking to inbound again. Good inbounds play, and a five-footer is good for Parker Soulsby. That's another area the Cardinals have not been as good at as they should be here tonight. They're allowing too many easy looks on inbound passes in the forecourt for Amherst. 53-33. Left wing side, Piffner. Piffner had a poke checked away, out of bounds. It will stay with the Cardinals. Inbounded near the center circle. Move to the right wing side. Griffin Pent. Top of the key. Lucas Erdman moves it left wing side to Fender. Fender has it tipped away and stolen. Sully Perkins with the pick. Back up court now comes Amherst. With it is Soulsby. Moves it left corner. Alfuth hits a three. Third triple of the half. Sixth of the game. 22 points for Jaron Alfuth. 56-33. 8:10 to go. Left corner. Open look for Piffner. Came up short from 19. Rebound is tipped. Battle for it. Loose. Goes out of bounds. Last touched by Amherst. So the Cardinals will keep it. Into the front court comes Quincy Fender, right wing side, Griffin Pent. Now rotated left wing side, again with it is Fender. Between the circles, Bloom. Bloom moves it right wing side, with it is Piffner. Piffner will be bumped, and a foul coming up on Amherst. Spencer Cohen. Call for his third. Cards are inbound on the far sideline. Quincy Fender at the timeline. Moves it right wing side. Piffner. Piffner out top. Erdman. Erdman left wing defender. Back between the circles. Jed Bloom. Bounce pass right wing side to Griffin Pent. Pent baseline to the basket. Running banker. No good. And a charge will be called. Griffin Pent. Good aggression. Trying to make something happen on that drive to the hole, but it's called for the charge. First foul on Griffin Pent. Team foul number four on the cards. 7:31 to go, second half, 56-33. Amherst with the edge. Amherst enters with a record of 4 wins and 5 losses so far this season. Their last game last Friday, they fell at Omro 77-55. Back into the forecourt comes Spencer Cohen. Cohen to the right wing. Cohen gets it out top. Parker Soulsby. Soulsby penetrates. Soulsby moves it left wing side to Perkins. Perkins works his way out top. Gets it to Jaron Alfuth. Alfuth looking to penetrate. Top of the key. Perkins. Perkins moves it left. Again, patience in the half court here for the Falcons. Spencer Cohen will dribble about 22 feet from the basket, left hand side. Swings it to the right to Perkins. Perkins right corner. Perkins gives it back to Alfuth. Alfuth looking baseline. Kicks it on the wing to Perkins. He'll try a long three and hits it. Boy, Perkins was a couple of feet, maybe 3 feet behind the arc. Still drains it. His second three-pointer. He has 10 points. 5 threes in the second half. 11 in the game for Amherst. 59-33. Left-hand side. With it is Lucas Piffner. Piffner gets it out top to Pent, moves it right wing side to Bloom. Into the right corner, Erdman. Lucas Erdman dribbles once with the left hand. Bounce pass out top to Piffner. Piffner looking to penetrate. Piffner into the lane. Piffner lost it, gets it back. Now forces up the shot and hits it. 7 points for Lucas Piffner. All 7 of those points in the second half. Quickly up court comes Taylen McCormick. He'll be bumped by Jed Bloom and a foul coming up on the Cardinals. Team foul number 5 on the cards. Amherst will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Cooper Gould comes in now for the cards. Inbounded left hand side, taken by Soulsby. Soulsby, 21 feet from the basket, moves it left corner to Spencer Cohen. Cohen goes baseline, but the ball hits the end line. It was tipped by the Cardinals, apparently, because they're saying it's going to stay with the Falcons. Six minutes even to go. Cardinals back in action next Thursday night. They will be playing host to the Phillips Loggers at New McCaffick. Inbounded, left-hand side, Jaron Alfuth. Alfuth gets it out top, taken there by Ethan Felkowski. Moves it right to Sully Perkins. Perkins into the lane. Perkins left wing side to Vanderlaan. Vanderlaan, 20 feet from the basket. Rotated right wing side to Spencer Cohen. Cohen into the lane. Cohen goes to the hole, lays it up and in. Cohen with 6.5, 10 in the game. 61-35 Falcons, 5:34 to go. Into the front court, Quincy Fender for Newman. Fender hands it off to Cooper Gould. Gould moves it left wing side to Piffner. Back out top, Fender. Fender thought about the three, does not pull the trigger. Erdman on the right wing side, 23 feet from the basket. Back out top, Lucas Piffner. Piffner looking for room to maneuver. Gets it out top, Quincy Fender. Fender looking to penetrate. Fender to the hole. Fender will lay it up and in. 6.5, 21 in the game for Quincy Fender. 61-37 with 5 minutes to go. Falcons back into the forecourt and away from the basketball. A little bit of pushing between Fender and Jaron Alfuth. Quincy Fender call for the foul, his third. Damian Pent comes in now for the Cardinals, replacing Lucas Erdman. inbounded right wing side, Filkowski. Filkowski hands it off to Mike Ladowski. Ladowski looking down low, Filkowski on the right block. He'll back his way in. Little ball fake, up and under, slotted away. Getting the block is Liam McCarty. Here come the Cardinals. Fender into the lane. Fender to the basket, lays it up and in. 23 now for Quincy Fender. 61-39 with 4:35 to go. Back up court now comes Amherst. Left-hand side. With it is Vanderlaan. Vanderlaan kicks it back out. Taken there by Gladowski. Now a whistle. And a walk is called. Timeout. Amherst with 4:26 to go. We'll take a quick break as well. 61-39 Falcons. Back in a moment here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
.426 to go in the second half. Amherst 61, Newman Catholic 39, Cards with the basketball. Lucas Pifner into the front court, moves it left wing side. Cooper Gould. Gould back out top, nearly stole it, but grabbing it was Damian Pent. Back to Gould. Now into the deep left corner. With it is Quincy Fender. Fender will work his way between the circles. Now Fender looking to penetrate. Fender, a little floater, no good, but a whistle before the shot. Only the third team foul on Amherst, so no free throws. Jack Seeger called for his first. Cardinals inbound on the baseline. Left wing side, Lucas Pifner gets it back to Fender. Fender penetrates, floater from six is good. Well, Fender continues to rack up the points. 25 on the evening now for the sophomore. 61-41, Amherst. 25 of the 41 tonight for Newman coming from Quincy Fender. Just left of the top of the key, Vanderlaan. Now moves it left, taken by Gladowski. Gladowski moves it right wing side to Sully Perkins. Perkins into the right corner, Vanderlaan. Vanderlaan, 22 feet from the basket. Fender's season high up to this point, 26, so he's 1 point away from that. Going into the lane, missing his Vanderlaan. Ball is knocked out of bounds off of Amherst. So again, 26 the season high for Quincy Fender, 25 right now on the evening. .320 to go, 61-41. Into the front court, Damian Pent. Left-hand side, Pifner. Pifner goes to the hole, and a foul coming up again on Amherst. Number three on Mike Ladowski. Taylen McCormick back in now for the Falcons, replacing Sully Perkins. Cardinals inbound on the baseline. Quincy Fender looking. Moves it in. Deep left corner to Cooper Gould. Back on the wing, Fender. Fender dribbles, backs it up about 27 feet from the basket. Swings it right, taken by Pifner. Pifner into the lane, pulls up from 10 and hits it. Lucas Pifner got into such early foul trouble. Never able to get going in the first half, but he's picked it up in the second. Now has 9 points. 61-43 with 2:49 to go. Into the right corner, Vanderlaan. Vanderlaan, 22 feet from the basket, moves it on the wing to McCormick. McCormick, 23 feet from the hole. McCormick still dribbles against Pifner's defense. Now into the lane. Stopped. Kicks it back out. Taken there by Jack Seeger. Seeger near the top of the key. Still dribbles with the left hand. Now hands it off to Vanderlaan. Vanderlaan very casual right now in the half court. Now he'll penetrate. And the ball knocked away and stolen. Getting his hands on it was Damian Pent. Gets it to Fender. Fender to the basket. And he'll be fouled before the shot. Ethan Filkowski call for the foul, his first. Team foul number five, so another inbounds play coming up for the Cards. Everett Pent coming in now for the Cardinals. Everett Pent. on the right wing side. Lucas Pifner into the right corner. Fender. Fender looking baseline. Fender kicks it left corner. Now on the wing, Damian Pent. Pent moves it right wing side. Open three for Pifner is good. So Pifner has worked his way into double figures with 12 points. 2 minutes to go, and it's now 61-46, and a timeout called. Timeout on the court. 61-46 Amherst with 2 minutes to go. Back in a moment here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Thanks again to the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club for their continued support of our broadcast of Newman Catholic Athletics. We hope to see you out and about cheering on Newman Catholic student athletes. To find out your next chances to see the Cardinals in action, go to MarylwoodConference.org and click on Newman Catholic. 61-46 with 2 minutes even to go. That was the last timeout called by the Cardinals. Spencer Cohen will bring it up court now for Amherst. Crossing the timeline. Dribbles in the center circle, works his way to the right. Still pounds the hardwood. Now moves it into the right corner to Alfuth. Jaron Alfuth backs it up 25 feet from the hole. Parker Soulsby between the circles. Soulsby holds it. Now starts his dribble, looking to penetrate. Moves it left-hand side, Perkins. Perkins kicks it back out to Alfuth. Down to 90 seconds to go. Alfuth moves it left wing side to Perkins. Perkins 26 feet from the hole. Perkins gets it back out top to Soulsby. Soulsby just holds it, 120 left. Soulsby now looking to penetrate. Moves it left wing side to Perkins. Perkins gets it out top. Cohen moves it right wing side to Soulsby. Soulsby to the right elbow. Kicks it back center circle to Jaron Alfuth. Alfuth moves it on the right wing side. Holding it is Spencer Cohen, 26 feet from the basket. He works his way near the timeline, and now he'll be fouled by Lucas Pifner. That will be the seventh team foul on the Cards. That is number four on Lucas Pifner. Michael Fox comes in for the Cards and also Carter Sirwanka. So 1-1 coming up now for the Falcons and Spencer Cohen. Cohen has 10 points, 2 for 2 at the stripe. Misses that one, but a whistle and a lane violation on Amherst. So the Cardinals will get it back. Michael Fox will bring it up court now for the Cards. Crossing the timeline. Moves it right wing side, Damian Pent. Pent looking to penetrate. His pass tipped and stolen away. Picked off by Jaron Alfuth. And Amherst gets it back with 45 seconds to go. Over the timeline comes Spencer Cohen. Cohen will move it left hand side. Bobbled by Soulsby and it goes out of bounds. And now wholesale substitutions coming up for the Falcons. Inbounded with 38 seconds to go. Right wing side, Cannon Hodges into the right corner, Vanderlaan. Vanderlaan, 20 feet from the basket. Now kicks it back out, taken there by McCormick. 24 seconds to go. Back top of the key, dribbling is Cannon Hodges. 13 seconds, it looks as though Cardinals are not willing to foul, and it looks like Falcons not willing to shoot. Now into the lane goes Vanderlaan, goes to the hole, misses the shot. Rebound is cleared by Michael Fox. Down to two, half court heave by Fox is off the backboard, no good, and this one will come to an end. 61-46. Amherst defeats Newman Catholic here tonight. We'll have our post game coming up. We'll talk to head coach Jeff Waldvogel. We'll also get a look at the numbers as well. So post game straight ahead 61-46, Amherst over Newman Catholic. Back in a few moments. This is Newman Cardinal Boys Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
What's your idea of fall fun?
Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Parents of Class of 2024 seniors, graduation is a few months away. Do you know where your photos are? Melissa Sullivan of Picks and Pieces Photo and Digital Organizing can help. Mel is a professionally trained photo manager who can convert printed photos and outdated media to digital formats, consolidate and organize your digital photo collection, and create custom photo books, gifts, and slideshows. Preserve, organize, and share your priceless family memories today. Call Mel at 715-446-0762 or visit picksandpieces.com today to learn more. Again, that's P-I-X, the letter N, pieces.com.
If you're looking for your next ride, check out Mankey GMC in Schofield, formerly Fred Miller Automotive. Mankey GMC serves Schofield, Wausau, Marshfield, and Stevens Point with a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Explore a range of top-notch SUVs like Acadia, Terrain, and Yukon, or choose from the rugged Sierra truck lineup, or even a certified pre-owned vehicle. No matter your dream vehicle awaits at Mankey GMC, 448 Grand Avenue in Schofield, and online at MankeyAuto.com. Mankey GMC in Schofield, where your journey begins.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Chad Holmes again here from Amherst High School, where the Amherst Falcons take both ends of this basketball doubleheader tonight. So the girls game earlier, Amherst defeated Newman 64-47, and in the boys game, it was Amherst 61 and Newman 46. Let's look at the numbers of this one. First of all, for the Newman Catholic Cardinals, Quincy Fender led the way with 25 points. He had 8 two-pointers, a pair of three-pointers, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. 12 points for Lucas Pippner. He had 3 two-pointers and a pair of three-pointers. 4 two-point field goals for 8 points for Liam McCarty. And Griffin Pent was 1 for 2 at the stripe for 1 point. 15 two-pointers, 4 three-pointers, and 4 out of 6 at the free throw line tonight for the Newman Catholic Cardinals. for the Amherst Falcons. They had three players in double figures. 22 points for Jaron Alfuth. He had a pair of two-pointers and 6 3-pointers. 10 points for Sully Perkins, a pair of two-pointers and a pair of three-pointers. 10 points for Spencer Cohen, 4 2-pointers and 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. 8 points for Parker Soulsby, a pair of three-pointers and a two-pointer. 5 points scored by Taylen McCormick on a two-pointer and a three-pointer. He was also 0-for-1 at the free throw line. And a pair of baskets for Jack Seeger for 2 points. A pair of baskets for 4 points, I should say. So 13 two-pointers, 11 three-pointers, and 2 out of 4 at the free throw line tonight for the Amherst Falcons. Those 11 three-point field goals, major factor in terms of Amherst winning this basketball game. The three-point field goals really sparked them early to the advantage, and Cardinals never really able to threaten after the early lead. So 61-46, Amherst over Newman. Well, we're going to wrap things up here tonight from Amherst. Thanks again for joining us for a big triple header of high school sports today on Bull Falls Radio. Tomorrow, back at it with high school hockey. Wausau West taking on Middleton at the Green Bay Notre Dame Academy Showdown, 2:30 tomorrow, live on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Thanks to our sponsors, without whose help we could not bring you Cardinal basketball, and thanks to you for joining us. Again, I'm Chad Holmes, 61-46, Amherst over Newman. This has been Cardinal Boys Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
This has been Newman Catholic High School Basketball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Fighting Cardinals basketball has been brought to you by Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, the Cloverbell Credit Union, Graphic Packaging International, the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, Shine Chiropractic, Menke Auto, and Picks and Pieces. Thanks for joining us for Newman Catholic High School Basketball on your home for the Cardinals, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.